This is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinnis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
Still looking for just one smart criminal. Burglars staged a daring heist of an automated teller machine in St. Croix. The thieves drove a stolen pickup truck through the locked double glass doors of a store. Well, you got to steal the pickup because you don't want to ruin your own.
Absolutely.
They made off with a 5-foot-tall, 300-pound machine. Hey, that sounds like your mom. Sorry.
It's a little tall.
But the sturdy ATM yielded no cash for the thieves. Police said it had just been placed at the store. Didn't have any money in it.
Hey, it's got to have money, my gun. They don't.
It's a money machine.
They don't deliver them with money?
Darn.
A German solarium owner said Wednesday he was offering free sessions to clients who consented to nude pictures of their time under the lamp being posted on an internet website.
Now, so what I'm going to see then is people tanning.
Naked. People with an exhibitionist streak in them. Some people with the...
So if I watch MTV's and, Undressed, I'd see more.
Well, not only that, but we're assuming since men are pigs, we're going to see more men than women.
That'd be my guess.
And I'm not interested, thank you.
Altogether. Oink.
Now I'm looking for advertisers for the site. What, for Depends?
You know
what?
The worst part?
Who?
He's going to find them.
According to Manuel Schultz. What?
Manuel Don't go into Schultz? It. Don't go into his history because it just... is scary.
Of the free access www.gratis-solarium.de page he'll launch in August. Scholz said the offer had already been taken up by a woman who achieved national fame in Germany recently by taking a shower live in front of millions of viewers on a real-life TV show which followed the intimate lives of ordinary Germans. I am now slicing the bratwurst.
So apparently this Big Brother thing is everywhere.
I'm now drinking the beer. This is not about pornography, he said. B.S. It certainly is about pornography.
No, it's about naked people. It's art.
He said, explaining how the how you would market the website. He says, this is about lifestyle. Well, you might live a pornographic lifestyle.
See? A Nebraska man was hospitalized after being trapped in a city garbage truck where he was compacted along with several loads of trash.
Well, good news is he's wearing a smaller suit.
And a square suit. It took firefighters about an hour to dig the guy out of the tightly compressed refuse packed into the hopper of the garbage truck. 28-year-old Keith wasn't quick, apparently had been sleeping in a local dumpster when the city trash truck came. After emptying the dumpster into his truck, the garbage truck driver continued on his route, unaware anything was wrong.
Well, one would hope.
It wasn't until several stops and several loads of trash later that the truck driver actually heard Quick calling for help.
Help! Help! Help!
It's sweet Polly purebred.
Yeah.
By that time, he'd been compacted at least two or three times.
Help, underdog, help!
Quick suffered multiple fractures, but was listed in fair condition in hospital.
Let's go back to Underdog. The secret compartment of my ring I fill with an Underdog super energy pill. It's no secret that Americans hate to iron. Tell me about it. So Good Housekeeping and Downey Premium Care created a contest to find out what tricks Americans use to avoid wasting valuable time ironing. Some of the creative ideas received included children. Oh, have the children do the ironing.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they were...
No.
Okay.
Don't iron your children.
Potato chips,
huh?
Tennis balls, homemade contraptions, and quarters. For wrinkled trousers, close the waistband of your pants in the door jamb and pull.
Don't wear them at this point.
Or close the pant cuffs with chip clips and use the blower function of a vacuum cleaner to inflate the pants. I can do that while they're on. Just put rubber bands around my ankles.
Wouldn't ironing be...
less work. Another idea involves attaching elastic to a piece of plywood and stretching out clothes fastened with clothespins. This is much more work than just ironing it. But the winner was MJ Jordan, who conveniently grabs a handful of quarters on the way to work to put in the cuffs of his pants while he stands on the train. The quarters gently weigh down his trousers, and the wrinkles disappear. With the time he saves, he still has time to grab a cup of coffee and make it to work on time. Except his ankles are bruised.
You've been listening to This Is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Verchinnis.
Send emails to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.